Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
OMG.
Party horns. Toot toot.
We made it a whole year. And we didn't fall off the bandwagon, guys.
And our voices are still around, sometimes less, you know, strong.
I literally thought I was going to be gone forever in October.
Yeah.
But y'all, we did it. One whole year of podcasting. And we're addicted and it's not going anywhere. So don't you worry. But today on the podcast, we are going to go through and start breaking down kind of what happened over the last year and the amazing guests we had on, some of our favorite episodes and moments that happened, and, you know, all the good and juicy things that you do or don't know about the podcast.
I think our last kind of thoughts on podcasting was forever ago, because we did an episode on what it's really like to podcast. And that was shortly after we started, where we really broke down the time commitment, the cost, and the payoff. And I think at that point, we had kind of still left it up in the air of like, is it really worth it? Outside of, obviously, you're engaging with your audience, and you're providing amazing content, and you're meeting people. But like, from a business standpoint, is it truly worth it? And for me, the issue in really determining the answer to that question is analytics are still so shit in regards to podcasting. I hear it's getting better. Like, Apple Analytics came out with something. I haven't even really like dove into that yet. But truly, unless you make every single link that you say on air unique, then it's next to impossible to really trail back to see where those efforts came from.
Totally. I mean, we went from never having done this before to now I feel like I could do this any day of the week and it pretty much any situation with very little notice.
Well, and one thing we like is on our must have list for our dream house. Both of us have this on our list, which hopefully is coming in like the nearish future, is a freaking podcasting closet.
Yeah.
One that is like covered in foam and is silent.
Yeah. You don't realize how noisy your life is until it's being recorded all the time.
Yeah.
Between dogs barking and like, we've had police cars and helicopters and fire sirens and tornado sirens and dogs' ears flapping, and even a parrot made an appearance on the podcast. You know, we're all
as per usual. Nothing is weird about any of that to
me. You know what's surprising? I don't think we had any children crying.
Did mine never make an appearance?
I think you always kicked him out of the house when, because the only time we recorded podcasts when Penelope was home was during her first 4 months of life when she was off
for like 5 hours at a time.
Yeah. So she was either asleep or Brian would take her on a walk. So I don't think a baby ever cried on air, which is crazy. I'm very surprised.
We've had puppies scratching at the door, puppies licking their paws and other parts. Hacking. We've had puppies hacking. Oh. That's a fun one. Oh, and I am kind of surprised no one's farted.
Oh, that's true. I don't think that's happened either. Mm-mm.
I might have like burped under my breath, but I just I usually try to get it all out before we hit record. So some other cool stats. We've recorded 158 episodes for 2017.
I can't even.
So back when we first started, I'm pretty sure it was your idea to do 3 episodes a week. We were questioning, like, what is the thought process behind doing it more often? Mm-hmm. And really, still up into this day, it's just more opportunity for higher number of downloads. It's obviously, like, beneficial to be in people's ears more often. You be more top of mind. You can definitely cover more topics. But I did wonder, like, were we going to be able to keep up that pace? My husband still is like, you guys are insane for doing 3 episodes a week, and I think you should dial it back, and that's crazy. And at this point, I'm just like, you don't know anything, and I'll do what I want, and I'll do it every day if I want to. But truly, we took a week off, or a month off, and actually more than that, because we were close to done recording towards the end of November. We took December of 2017 off, and we didn't record our first interview until, like, what, the end of the first week of January?
Yeah. Right?
So, and I was like, I miss this so much.
I know. And the only reason we did it was just we wanted to stay true to ourselves and actually take the time off we said. Yeah. But the podcast kept coming out. So we were having things come out in December. We had recorded in October.
Yeah.
And I would be like,
we don't want to let you down, guys.
I know. We wanted
it. We don't do seasons. Mm-mm. We don't take breaks. We have. Now, I will fess up to this. I think 2 or 3 times now, I think it's about to be the 3rd time that we've done this, we have republished an episode 2 or 3 times because we've either gotten so close to a deadline with our editor, or there's been like a major tech difficulty and we've had to re-record a portion of an interview, or just like something happened where we're like, shit, an interview needs, or an episode needs to go out in like 48 hours and we don't have anything. And so we've gone back into the archives and found like a most downloaded episode or something like that and republished it. But right. I think for an entire year, like to only do that 2 or 3 times.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. We have chatted with 79 different guests.
I feel like we've made a ton of friends too.
So many friends. Listen, I hate networking. I hate going to like things and meeting people, and I hate putting clothes on, and I hate small talk, and I hate mixing and mingling. So there is no better perfect scenario than podcasting and interviewing someone to make a friend, because you're on a time constraint because you've only reserved an hour. So like this whole like bullshitting, small talk, like jibber jabber, like you got to cut it short because we only have an hour time, and you get to the meat and potatoes because they obviously want to make a good interview for you. So you like get to really uncover some stuff about the person, and you just get to know their personality super quickly because there's just no time for that fluff. And so it's like the best way for me to make friends. I'm like, if I feel like I want to get to know that person, we need to have them on the show.
Well, and it's so funny because I think back and, you know, Facebook gives you those updates. Like you made so many friends. And it's ridiculous because Facebook says I've made like 600 friends in 2017.
Well, because I don't know that many people.
I know. I don't. You have to be a mutual friend somehow. Anyway. But I've been so surprised how many of our podcast guests, like I genuinely like still chat with them and check up on them. And I know about their kids' lives and what's happening. Maybe to a creepy level on some of them.
I think I'm most surprised about our friendship with Studio DIY, Jeff and Kelly. Yeah. Cause I think from the outside, they look super unapproachable, like nothing that they're doing wrong, but they look so big and so like insta internet famous that you're like, oh my God, I was so nervous approaching them for the show. And we were actually their first ever podcast interview. Like they were super new to it. That was just not a channel that they explored. So they graciously said yes to something they didn't even know, like how it worked. And we became Facebook friends after, and like, I've been following along with their adoption of their son, and they're renovating their first house and their business is growing. And I could not be any prouder than I am. And like, truly like friends.
No, I know. a lot of these people, I want to go on like a massive road trip and go visit because they're so cool.
We should do a podcast tour.
Okay.
Like a book tour, and we go to the cities where our people live.
That sounds expensive.
It does sound expensive. Guys, we need some sponsors.
No, but I'm excited about it. We even hired several of us.
Yes.
Like we had them on the show and we're like, oh, B-dubs, like this was like you didn't even know it, but you were being interviewed.
Yeah. I think I would say that happened because there were some one-off projects that we hired for, but that happened like 3 to 5 times, I want to say.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 3 to 5 times in 2017.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's not the end of it.
Oh, no. Not at all. Not at all.
But of those, 71 were women.
Duh. Who's surprised?
5 men and then 3 husband-wife duos. And we had a couple of those, and I'm not sure we counted those correctly necessarily, but because we did have a couple partner episodes, like Sam and Megan, and
I didn't count them as two.
So there's some lumps in there somewhere, lumps and bumps, but overall, you know, awesome.
Awesome town.
I think the duos were probably my favorites.
Yeah, those were really fun to do. I think it's fun for, since we are two people, like then having a larger conversation with two other people is fun. I am, I'm really, really proud of us for, this is going to sound super dumb, but like for having that ratio of men to women, like I'm really proud of us for that. I think so many people like, I like get all feministy for a second, but like there are lists after list after list of like top performing podcasts, and they're all, it's a list made by a dude and they're all dudes. And then every episode you hear from your favorite podcast are all dudes. And so I love, love, love that like it was easy breezy for us to fill our roster up with so many women, like was not a problem at all. We were never hurting for who wants to be on the show. And so I implore that to other podcasts out there. Not that any of you are listening disagree with what I'm saying, but if this gets to the earballs of anyone out there, if you find it hard to find women on your show, you're not looking hard enough.
Yeah, no issues there at all. And I do think we could make it a women exclusive show, but some of the men interviews were really surprising to me. Like, I think Terry was most surprising dude interview of the year. Like when if Terry's listening, I love you, but like when he got on the show, Emily and I both looked at each other like, what have we done?
What have we done? Like, we're gonna have to scrap this episode. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. This is gonna be awkward.
It was a little awkward at first.
Oh yeah.
But then like, if you guys get to the end of it, it is such a good episode.
It's so good. He is all about, like, what are they called when, like, they're, like, the superhero method and each of the letters stands for something? I can't remember.
You have to go listen to it.
It's so good. But I love when people do that, when they, like, name their own method and they describe what it is and, like, they break it down like that. Like, I can remember things really well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, clearly I can remember it really well. But it turned into a very, very meaty episode, and I was really proud of how that one turned out.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
What are some of your other favorites from this year?
Oh my gosh. Well, put me on the spot. We've had Jessica Ely on, what, 2 or 3 times?
Oh, at least.
She's always, always a good one. Katie Hunt, I feel like, was not a surprise that it would be good, but like of how many questions I truly cared about asking, where I was like, you are such a knowledge bank of information that give me more so I can learn things.
Yeah. I think I've been surprised a couple times of like how crazy people's story is.
Yeah.
Like we as a general rule don't dwell on people's background because we know they're knowledgeable and we want to get to that meaty stuff. But a couple times it's slipped in. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I've just been blown away with like how far people have come, mm-hmm. either out of poverty or out of abuse or like crazy situations. And some of that did or didn't end up on the podcast, but just getting to know these people was insane. And then this is just an aside, but like, because we've gotten to know so many of them, how different some of their lives are from when we interviewed them to now.
Yeah.
Like I think about Natalie Frank. She was our first interview. She moved across the country. She started working with HoneyBook full time and she ended the year with a brain tumor and had brain surgery. And now she's back to work. Like, I just can't believe what her life has been like over the last 12 months. And I feel like connected to it in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, totally. Here are some other just funny stats. We've had 19 lovely human beings and businesses sponsor our show, including some of our listeners. So we haven't, like, I don't think addressed this in a while. It might be in some of the roles actually, but we have the Strategy Hour groupies. And so if you're a fan of the show, you can pledge $2 a month. That's it. $2 a month to just help support the podcast and help cover cost. Because as we cover in the episode about the truth about podcasting, It can be very expensive to have a show and have a show of the quality that we want to have.
Exactly. And I think an interesting aside to that is we spent, I would say, about half the year getting sponsors ourselves and managing that process. And then we went and got ourselves a talent agent. And I still
you
think
guys
it's
expect
funny.
To see us in commercials any day now.
No. Nah. But that's been good. I felt like it was a little bit of a slow start. I was like, what's going to happen? What are we going to do? And now, at least for a while now, at least these episodes are individual episodes because they tend to be more popular than our interviews, which surprises me all the time. But we've had consistent sponsors for a while now, which is awesome.
Here's a funny one. And remember that time we lost an entire 7 minutes of an interview?
It sucked.
Luckily, it was with our friend Jessica Ely, who I mentioned, but it was some of the best 7 minute conversation I've ever had in my life.
And it's gone.
It's at the very beginning of our conversation, and it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. And so to try to recreate that was awkward as hell. We figured it out and everything was fine. And I don't think anyone can tell. But I think we were also focused on like saying exactly what we had said in those 7 minutes because we knew they were so good instead of just having another conversation. But luckily it was with the best person it could have ever happened to.
Well, and there was a couple times where we thought pieces were missing, but like, I don't know. We had so many technical difficulties.
So many.
And like, thank the Lord there's other people handling that at this point. But it is hard. Like, you know, you'd think doing a webinar or posting on social or going live.
This is harder tech-wise than anything that we do ever.
It's so crazy to me because it's so simple. Like, it's audio files.
Yeah.
I don't know why the internet sucks at it.
92?
I know.
I really don't understand how the technology has not caught up. We've had interviews crash because Skype is done. We've had to switch over to different channels to try to see people's faces. We've like had to try to record like QuickTime or whatever because everything else is down. We've literally had to reschedule interviews because things just won't work.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
We've also cried a lot.
Yeah. Well, who's surprised about that?
I think crying or... I put my poor husband in the ditch a couple times.
You did do that. Yeah.
And then I got in trouble. He approached me. He's like, hey, P.S. I do listen to the podcast. I was
like, oh, shit.
No, I love him. Honestly, my relationship with him is a lot better now. I think he like processes things through listening to our episodes sometimes, which is
hilarious. I'm going to start billing him for therapy. Oh, guys, we have, this is crazy to me, 101 five-star reviews on iTunes.
Y'all,
that's amazing.
It makes me so happy.
I would like you guys to, if you haven't, to add to that, but 101, we have 4 that aren't 5 stars and like 2 of them are 1-star reviews. And they're the funniest. I went back and read them.
Oh, I
and
have
like, they didn't even irritate me. They were just so funny. Like one was just like, there's no meat. You have to find it between the like, ums, and whats.
Whatever.
I was like, okay. All right, I don't care. Oh, so funny.
Well, can I tell them the biggest news?
Yeah, do it.
Guys, we had 425,000 downloads in 2017.
Bananas.
I just blown away.
Yeah. What?
I mean, I'm curious to know, like, I would assume a lot of them are the same people downloading all the episodes or a lot of the episodes. So I want to know, like, audience-wise, like, what our audience is at this point.
Well, and this is why it's so hard to know. Like, you can get some of this data from Libsyn, but that basically breaks it down to about 2,700 downloads per episode. But even that's not accurate, because like, as you do more shows and you hop on more listeners, some of them will decide to go back and listen from the beginning and download everything. Some of them won't. So like, you might have more listeners than you have downloads, or less over here. Like, it's so...
Yeah, I think some people are OCD like moi, and they were like, well, if I'm going to listen to this podcast, I obviously have to go to the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I do too. Start from the top.
And I mean, that's a commitment. I mean, we're talking hundreds of hours.
How many hours of that? 158 times 45.
That's
over 7,000 minutes. So that's about 118 hours of...
How many days is that?
Podcasting. So if you listen nonstop, that's 5 days. That's 24 hours of listening for 5 days.
And that's assuming our averages are right. I know some are over and some are less, so...
Right, right. But that's roughly what we try to bring them to.
That's... Don't do that.
Don't do that, please. Don't do that, please. I need you to stay healthy. Do we feel like what did we learn this year?
What did we learn? I mean, I learned that our people enjoy us not preparing.
That's true. That is true. Here's some funny like user listener data. And this isn't hard data. This is just what word on the street. I haven't even told you this. In the past like couple of days, weeks, like really just leading into this new year, I've brought up in a couple different instances that we do 3 episodes a week, like in a couple different groups and a couple different conversation settings. And in some of those settings, it's not even like our community that I'm talking to. So when someone says that they listen to the show, I'm surprised, because I'm like, oh, what? Tell me more that you listen to us. And every single person, when I brought it up, was like, well, as a listener, I'm very appreciative that you do 3 episodes a week. Like that they're like, if they're committed and they're listening, they're waiting for the next episode. So that makes me super happy.
Well, and what we mean by unprepared, just so you're aware, is we have, over the course of the year, tried things where we like mapped out exactly the bullet points we were going to cover, what we wanted to say. We would have like a pre-conversation about it. We've never like outlined or scripted necessarily. I mean, we've outlined, but not scripted anything.
Right.
But
are ads, but that's it.
Yes. But overall, we've gotten better feedback on stuff that we literally just had like a subject line about or a topic in mind. And then Emily and I just go to town. And I think part of the reason people like them more is because we're getting genuine reactions from each other, because they've never heard us say it before. Well, like we've never heard each other say it before.
Right.
And so it's more real, I guess. So I guess you like reality podcasting.
Ooh, fancy. We're like the Kardashians of the podcast world. Also, what I found interesting is people really, really like our review episodes, our monthly review episodes. We skipped one just because of holidays and timing and whatever, and we got feedback that people missed it. And so we are making sure to do them every single month for 2018 for you guys.
Yeah. So I don't know. As far as other lessons learned, like not taking myself so seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is, as much as there are thousands of people listening, which I don't like to think about.
Weird.
Nobody really cares how put together I am.
No. Fuck that. No. And in tune with that, like, I'm happy to say that over the course of 158 episodes, I think we've only gotten 2 comments in reference to the explicitness of our podcast.
Oh, I haven't even noticed.
Well, you know one of them. I won't remind you of it right now. Okay. But
gotcha.
But I think that's cool. It's like that gets brought up. It's a touchy subject. It was a touchy subject in our group a couple months ago when it got brought up. And so I'm interested and pleased to know that at least I've only heard of two, whether other people have said it or not. Like, I don't give a shit. But it's explicit and it's marked on as iTunes. And that was a deliberate decision from the very beginning from us, because as you might know, I'm a bit of a potty mouth, and I didn't want to like not feel like I couldn't be myself on my own show. And per iTunes, like if you curse once at all, once, your show is forever marked as explicit. Like you can't have explicit episodes and non-explicit episodes. It's all or nothing. And so I was like, well, I might as well just dive deep into that.
Yeah, but I think the nice thing about doing it is I don't think about it. Sometimes no. It just comes out, and sometimes
right.
There isn't any for no. Episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totes.
Also, depending on the guests, like some of our guests have been a little rougher around the edges.
Like Ankur, he was like cursing up a storm when I think he's our most explicit guest.
Maybe Cindy Spiegel.
And that was hilarious. Oh, yeah. Her too. Yep. I think they could go neck and neck. That's hilarious. Well, those are our stats of 1 year of podcasting. The meat and potatoes, the too long didn't listen, is we're going to do it again. We're doing it again for this year. We're going to work our butts off to try to stay ahead and get ahead. We are going to continue at 3 episodes a week. We hope to welcome some new and amazing sponsors to help make the show happen and give you guys a better experience as we go. If you have any feedback or concerns or kudos or whatever, we would love to hear that on iTunes. You can just go find the Strategy Hour on iTunes. You have to log into actual iTunes, which is kind of a pain, and leave us a review, leave us a rating and a review. It's 2 separate things. I would love both, but if you only have time just to click the stars, that's okay. But that truly, truly helps out. You might think that it's really arbitrary and that it doesn't matter, but sponsors actually care about those numbers. I've only looked at them literally twice this year, like once at the very beginning and once when I was gathering data for this episode. So it's not a vanity metric for us. Our agent pulls from that to pitch us to bigger and better sponsors. So it really, truly does help. And if you think we should do a podcast tour, you should definitely sponsor us. I think we'll drop the link to that in the show notes because I don't know it off the top of my head. But for $2 a month, you can sponsor the show and set that to just auto withdraw, and like you won't miss it. Trust me. And that adds up. So the people who have been on for us for an entire year for their Strategy Hour groupies, we thank you. We love you for your support.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.